Our guest analyst this afternoon, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Allison, the grain markets, we started a little bit firmer and then gave it up here throughout the day. Hedge pressure, money positioning ahead of the weekend, or what's going on?
Yeah, a lot of different moving pieces as always, but we're not trading any real new fresh news from earlier this week, and we're not getting anything new, and the bulls need to be fed. And so when we get high moves, you know, like we saw overnight, you know, we made some fresh highs on both corn and soybeans, and wheat's pushing higher as well. It definitely gives the opportunity for a lot of farmers to be making sales or hitting targets we haven't seen in a while for a couple of months. So I think there is some hedging pressure coming into these markets here during the day session, and I think that's what we're seeing affect the grains here. So obviously, the momentum is to the upside right now, but we are definitely watching support levels here moving forward. Those are going to be important to keeping the current direction in place if this thing is going to go. But South American weather clearly remains a pretty hot topic here. Not a lot of forecast change today. So again, I think just a back and forth movement here after a good rally here this week is likely what we're seeing. We're going into a weekend. We have end of the month next week, and we also have the quarterly grain stocks report on Monday. So we could be seeing just some pre-report positioning ahead of that and ahead of the weekend. Of course, forecasts are always subject to change during that time.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Yeah, they really kind of fell apart today too. We were up, we're down even further, and now they actually came back here close to the end of the day on the livestock side. But probably just their two final positioning here going into a weekend. They've had a really good run. So some back and forth here, maybe finding a range or trying to find some support levels to maybe trend sideways, as we don't have a whole lot of fresh news in the livestock side. But outside markets continued their move higher today, and that might have actually helped the cattle out a bit in today's session as well. New highs, and they keep on chugging higher. Even gold and silver making new highs, and overall commodities in general started out with a really good session today. Even soft commodities, we saw coffee make new highs, cocoa moving higher. Orange juice is kind of the outlier and being down today, but there too is just back and forth action in that market. So everything seems to be getting its day to shine. We just need to make sure we're taking advantage of it, because the headlines that we're trading right now are subject to change.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
The only other thing that we've seen here is some large moves in the oil complexes. Even crude today, we're down over $2. Yesterday, we were trading above 70, made some good highs, and then we actually fell back. We actually traded to a low of 66. So there's a lot of volatility in the energy sector, but these aren't bad prices, even from a farmer standpoint, and diesel prices and things like that, to be looking at locking in any needs you're going to still need yet this fall, and maybe even looking ahead to seeing what next spring is going to be too.
The Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.